We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hey, what's up? This is Carl. Congratulations, QueryCast, turning 4. Oh my gosh, you have grown. Thank you so much for giving us such an awesome platform to showcase all of the different stories that we want to tell. We want to thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts, particularly me, Carl Joshua Ngube. Thank you so much for featuring the stuff we've been doing. You're totally awesome. Thank you again, Larry Quirirai, for bringing us QueryCast. You're 4 now. Wakura.
I can't for the life of me tell you why I've got that splash there. The name is Larry. Welcome to the QueryCast. Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey. As I traditionally say right at the beginning, I took a break. I took a break for like 2 weeks. It was unscheduled until I took it. I thought, you know, I was going to have an episode the week before. And then last week when it was the anniversary week, I just said, no. Also because my voice was really tired. There was a time my voice was just like, no. I was on radio every single day and I spent the whole day talking and so forth. So at some point I was like, no. And I just spent the whole long weekend at home resting, bed rest and that sort of thing. And if you can hear my voice, it sounds a little bit clear, a bit more rested. But meanwhile, while I've been away, crazy things have happened. I'm going to talk about them. There is that, what do you call it, Poison Gate. I'm going to talk about that. Then I'm going to talk about the global penicillin shortage that's taking place that you should be worried about. And finally, how there's a Grace Mugabe in all the mothers in Africa, Zimbabwe, and that sort of thing. But first of all, let's start with Poison Gate. They say it's not necessarily poison. When I saw him first before, it was on the Saturday. I was at ZFM. And then after doing my standby work, I watched him doing his personal Monday. And Mr. Mnangagwa really looked a bit unwell then. Next thing, hearing, oh, he's been airlifted and is in a South African hospital by the next day because, well, suspected poisoning. Some people say food poisoning. Some say attempted assassination. No information is out at the moment, but of course the rumor mill is out, given you know, the fractured relationship between himself and other members of his government. And it's just kind of, it's just one of those things, you kind of sit in there, you're like, oh no. Oh no. Because whatever happens, someone is going to spin it some way. And you could see the next day when some people say, oh no, it was the ice cream. You know, next thing, you had Kasuku Were and Jonathan Moyo and so forth pretty much taunting the ice cream situation and the speculation against around ice cream without necessarily saying so. But, you know, implying, like, yeah, we can take ice cream, you can't. It's kind of weird. I mean, it's childish, really, when you really think about it, because, yes, this is an evil election. Yes, there's fight for power. Yes, and all that sort of thing. But, you know, people are dying. Real people are actually dying. And meanwhile, childish games are being played about who should get to sit in a sandbox somewhere. It's sad. And it's the opposition party is not even better. MDC Alliance, whatever they want to call themselves. Because all they keep talking about is the metrics of how they're going to share power, if and when they get into power and so forth. It's going to take what province, what mathematical combinations can be used. No one is sitting there and saying to the people, this is what we're going to give you. No one. No one. And we're probably like probably 9 months away from an election. And everybody's just always navel-gazing and sort of thing. So yeah, shout out to you guys. Do whatever you want. People are done with the elections in Kenya. Kenya's done with these elections and the incumbent is back in power. Not that anyone should be surprised because, well, he was always going to get back into power. Raila Odinga was just about as attractive as a piece of old mustard. You know, he was not even the mustard seed. He was just kind of like, he was like, retired of you, guy. It's not working. Nobody wants you. So can we just be done and you move on to somebody else? That's the situation. And so he was defeated. Of course, he says that there was hacking that was involved. The IACB say there was no such hacking that took place. But yeah, He says it was hacking into the system, brings out some sort of quote-unquote proof of such hacking, and can't even get the what you call it, the forgery ROM, because the date sequencing is all over the place and that sort of thing. Oh, come on, man. What else? Brett Jacob Zuma survived, but another impeachment, not like that was going to happen, or a vote of no confidence, rather. Had a laugh about it, because it pretty much weeds out who the bad guys are. I say, okay, I see who you are. In the same time, Busy Signal had a show in Bulawayo, and there was violence there. It seems like it's default to highland violence and a lot of things in Zimbabwe. And so that happened, and he didn't perform in Bulawayo. And there were so many issues around that. There was the sound, there was the whatnot, and so forth. There's so many people being blamed or not blamed. There was this story and that story. Tolugute, at the end of the day, you know, it was just disorganized, according to the sum total of it. Heavy K was in Harare, however, and he performed well at, it was just said, Pablo's VIP Club. Yeah, he performed very well. He was a very heavily lit show, as the kids say nowadays. It was very subscribed, and, you know, the VIP was very packed. The rest of it was just packed. It showed that Hararians are missing something, and Heavy K brought it. But sadly, goodbye to Usain Bolt. He came, he got the bronze in the what you call it, in the individual 100 meters. And then in the final 100 meters, well, didn't even finish the race. It's Larry, you listen to the Craigcast. Larry Bolt! Penicillin, a drug which is like the presidency. Even though you might not vote for him, he will still affect you. Why? Because Alexander Fleming in 1928 came up with this drug called penicillin. Quite by accident, it was used to prevent minor infections from becoming fatal. And 90 years later, we've come to a place where there's a shortage of penicillin. And this is coupled by, you know, the growing antibiotic resistance and, you know, and that sort of thing. And, you know, it is an antibiotic, and people are beginning to make, global companies, rather, are making less and less of them. To give you some of the statistics, for example, between 1980 and 1984, right, 1980 and 1984, 90 new antibiotics were created. Between 2010 and 2014, there were 6 new. Incidentally, that was an increase from 3 in the preceding 4 years before that and 4 from the period before that. And it's not just that penicillin is getting lost, but as antibiotics become less effective, they become also less profitable. So fewer new ones are being developed simply for the sake of the fact that they just don't make money. So what are the implications? You've got rheumatic heart disease, which used to be rare, but is becoming more common now. Unless the full course of an antibiotic, for example, either penicillin or other, is taken, there's also there's a risk a bacteria can become resistant to the drugs that also come with it. That means they will just simply no longer work. Other antibiotics can be tried, but this can be expensive, making it more harder to treat a condition. For those who don't know what rheumatic fever is, it's an inflammatory disease. If treated with the wrong antibiotics, it can result in a development of what they call rheumatic heart disease, which claims 300,000 people across the world annually. Now, a rheumatic disease heart kills more people than, let's think about it, leukemia, bladder cancer, Parkinson's disease, and syphilis. And all of these are treatable by penicillin. So when you really think about it, we're getting to a phase in life where the implications of, you know, some of these smaller diseases, they used to be easily treated. They used to be, you know, just go away, just get a shot of penicillin, whatever the case may be, and you'd be fine. We get into a space in the world because of the way drug makers have started posturing now, or rather developed themselves, where because it's no longer profitable to make new antibiotics, we're just going to have a lot more people dying. And we've got to get a lot more diseases becoming untreatable. Let's look at it. The World Health Organization warned of a super gonorrhea that is untreatable recently. And 3 people in Spain, one in Spain, one in France, in Japan, have contracted it. Usually it's treatable using antibiotics, and these becoming less useless, mostly due to overuse. So, for example, somebody just gets a flu and they just get an antibiotic and they think it's fine. So, or just get a sore throat, and you know, so your body develops what they call a resistance. Now, researchers examined data from patients with gonorrhea in 77 countries, showing drug-resistant gonorrhea is getting harder and sometimes impossible to treat. And because condoms can protect from infection, someone will say, oral sex is being seen as fueling the global spread of the super strain, but it's a completely different idea altogether. So when you really look at it, we should really be worried. And you know, someone could then decide, okay, what if I just don't use antibiotics and I just, you know, chill and, you know, I make sure that I build up a lack of resistance to them. Well, the reality is how antibiotics work is this. We have what we call herd resistance. So essentially, if someone among us decides to catch a strain of a flu, for example, that is not treatable using a certain antibiotic, that means it just won't be treatable on you as well. So you can't have a situation, you can't unfortunately have a situation you say, because I don't use abuse antibiotics and so forth, then I'll be okay. The reality of the matter is, much like the presidency, as I said, even though these issues don't necessarily seem like they affect you directly, the sad reality is they affect you directly. A brand new track from a man by the name of Josh Mick. It's called Zabalaza, and it's brand new. So rocking South African airwaves at the moment, and you heard it first here on the Criticast. If it hasn't been played in Zimbabwe, I don't know, I can keep track of some of these things. Who does? Take a break. When it break, we come back, we talk about what was I gonna say in the last, yes, Grace Mugabe, how your mother has got a Grace Mugabe inside her. Sorry, listen to the Criticast. So I decided to have this in the relationship segment because it has implications on relationships. You know, the relationships between your mom, yourself as a guy, and the relationship with your wife slash, girlfriend or whatever. So from a young age, you know that if your mom caught you with some girl for whatever reason, you were with a girl and whatever the case may be, you were in trouble. It was on. You were getting lit up. But the girl was getting lit up before you. So the girl would get beaten up. She'd get thrown out of the house. You get whatever the case may be. She'll be in trouble. And, you know, and she'd be detained. She'd be called all sorts of names. That sort of abuse is not contrary to who we are, as you try to say. We're getting all embarrassed. Oh, no, how can we do that? No, we are those people, whether it's right or wrong. Well, we don't know. We only know one side of the story, by the way. So I'm not going to say much about what actually happened within that room because we only got the girl's side of the story. So that's subjudice. And the president's wife is in Zimbabwe now. So, yeah, that's taken a whole new play and whatever. So not going to comment on that. But essentially how the first lady reacted is what most mothers in Zimbabwe and, you know, finding out a lot of parts of Africa actually reacting. Find your son with a girl. What are you doing? The girl gets lit up. You get lit up. You're supposed to be focusing on school. What's the story? So it's not something that is so out of the ordinary. And, you know, everybody like, oh, she's gone rogue and that sort of thing. Whether we have need to have discussions about how we default to violence and sort of thing is a different thing, issue altogether. In effect, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, a guy called Lamek became famous because of the, you know, of a situation in which his daughter had moved to her boyfriend slash husband's house and was abused by who? The mum. Remember that? And that's how it became a big issue. So at the funeral, I was like, I'm not going to cry for this one because, you know, all sorts of things happened to my daughter and that sort of thing. It's not out of the ordinary. Seriously, people. This is who we are as a people. Do we need to just deal with it? Whether we think it's wrong or so forth, that's what we deal with. But, I mean, even if you really think of it, across the world, the relationship between an in-law, a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law is never been great. It's never been great. Not to justify any sorts of violence and say whatever the case may be. That's not the moral of what we're talking about here. But in reality, that's what happens. Dads protect their daughters. Mums protect their sons. And whatever you may want to decide on that is immaterial to the argument. But in reality, this was up. And so, yeah, that's that. And that's that for this week's episode of the Quiddicast, episode 176. Get in touch, email info@larryquiddirai.com, on Twitter @Quiddirai, or just look for me on any social platform, Larry Quiddirai. And Quiddirai has got a YI at the end. And also, don't miss an episode. Just go to iTunes and look for the Quiddicast. And if you'd, and just subscribe. Also, go on to iono.fm. And on there, you can look for Quiddicast and look for the RSS feed, load it to whatever device. You'll never miss an episode. Every time an episode goes up, you will be updated. And also, One Radio News app. Yeah, we're up there every time an episode goes up. It gets synchronized and syndicated on there. And also, catch me on ZFM Stereo. ZFM Stereo is now 5 years old. Congratulations. Just turned 5 on the 15th of August. And yeah, celebrations happening. Check it out on your social media pages to find out what's up. But I'm on radio every Tuesday between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Health Matters, and between 7:30 and 8:30 on Wednesdays on the media platform, and 8:30 to 9 p.m. on a show called Culture Talk. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I leave you with a saying, very simple saying: don't fight battles unless you own the war. It's been Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?